Michigan's Upper Peninsula is my home and Escanaba is my hometown. I'm Craig Warple. Hometown Escanaba connects with the people, activities, and newsmakers of Escanaba and the UP. Join us for more interviews at hometownescanaba.com. Now, let's find out what's going on. Kelly Van Genhoven is a candidate for Delta County in the recall election that's coming up on May 7th. She is joining us here this morning. Thank you so much for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
At the county board meeting this week, they had a motion to discontinue the investigation at the Delta County Airport on how they became noncompliant with the federal aviation regulations. That was defeated, and so they're going to continue the investigation through their general counsel. So you obviously are in favor of ending that investigation. And or you're not?
I have made no comment regarding the going forward or ending the investigation.
Okay, I apologize for
that.
That's
okay.
But you did come out publicly about the current airport manager.
I did.
Why would you do that?
I want to provide facts and transparency. I think right now we're in a state of misunderstandings. I think that we're in a state of potential greatness, but I think things need to be laid out as far as facts go leading up to the point that caused the crisis at the airport.
You believe that it's the current manager's fault or the previous manager's fault?
It's not to say that there's a fault involved. I just believe that not everything is being said out in public. I have proof via emails, text messages, that I think that things could have been handled in a much appropriate way that would have avoided a crisis.
Yet you're calling for the dismissal of the current airport manager.
That is incorrect. I said, in my opinion, if the airport manager cannot perform the duties that he was assigned in his job description, that he should be relieved of his position, which I hold true to any county employee, that if they are hired with certain job duties and in their job description and they say publicly they are unable to fulfill those duties, then I do believe that they should be terminated. So, however, it was an opinion. It wasn't a statement of fact.
Right. It says, in my opinion,
yep,
if the current airport manager cannot handle the duties that he was hired to do, he should be terminated.
That is correct.
So what's the difference?
Well, the difference is it's if he is not able to. I never said he was unable to.
You feel he's doing okay?
From the reports that he has been giving, especially after the last meeting, I believe he is doing a good job. I've spoken with him personally at the airport. I've went and introduced myself. I've asked for meeting minutes and you know, presentations that he's given, and he's always been very forthcoming with those things.
The county board has no authority over employees of the county. That comes under the administrator. So you have authority over the administrator. So why go after an employee in this situation rather than after the administrator?
Well, after coming to light, several things coming to light, I believe the administrator could have handled things very differently. I do not believe that Mr. Ransdattler should have come before the board and given an administrative crisis speech. I believe that is something that could have been handled much differently. I do not believe that there was an administrative crisis at the airport. And I have records that would corroborate that.
You have records?
Yep, I do.
So that's not your opinion? You believe that's a fact?
I do believe that to be fact.
Okay. Under what? I mean,
okay.
And why shouldn't they have, I guess, you know, talk about that? Then why shouldn't they have said that there's a problem there?
Absolutely. So Ms. Young was our interim airport administrator from June until October when Mr. Ransdattler was hired. Going through airport meeting minutes, I reviewed them completely. I was at several airport board meetings. I've gone through every single one of her administrator's report during the time that she was the interim administrator at the airport, and there were never any concerns addressed. At the June 6th meeting, Administrator Young said, quote, "I spent time with Andrea during audits, financial audits, PFC audits, and she was always willing to help me and able to find answers to questions I would have." after Andrea was terminated, Administrator Young reached out to her several times via text messages requesting information, passwords, things of that nature. And Andrea was always willing to provide those.
Yeah, I saw all of that too.
Right. So my question is, when Mr. Ranstetler was brought on and he couldn't find the documents that he was looking for, why wasn't Andrea reached out to and asked, where are these things? And then when I was going through emails that he had sent on 12/18, after he gave his administrative crisis speech at the airport, he said, quote, "I spent several hours spread across 3 working days trying to locate FAA reports when I first began working at the airport back in October." And he said, "I have made it abundantly clear there is a conspicuous lack of records from the past few years, including results from the last several FAA audits." That was an email he sent on 12/18/23 at 9:20 a.m.
Well, that wouldn't be inappropriate.
No, but then at 12/18/23, the same day at 1:05 p.m., he said, "I made a conscious decision to stop searching for records after my second week on the job in favor of just fixing the problems we're facing." Then he later states, "Concerning the FAA records themselves, although I was unable to locate them locally, I did discover an archive located on a share filed system." So at 9:20, he said that he does not believe they exist. And at 1:05, he says, "Oh, I found them." So to me, that shows...
He found some.
Yes, he found some. Mm-hmm. So that shows me that if he couldn't find the records, why wasn't someone reached out to?
Well, the... FAA was putting Delta County on notice that it was not complying with its regulations.
In July.
Yes. So at that point, that was not an administrative crisis?
I don't know. It was never brought up in any of the administrator's reports. It was never brought up in any of the airport board meetings. At the 6:20 meeting, Administrator Young was talking about the first cutoff for interviews for the job for the airport administrator. She said on June 14th, there were no results yet from the FAA inspector. However, he recognizes the short notice given to the county for the resignation of the administrator. But there were never any concerns addressed regarding the FAA inspections.
Do you think, well, and I'd have to ask obviously them if, you know, when at that point did they realize that the FAA was an issue.
Right.
You FOIA'd this information, I'm assuming? Is that where you're getting all this from?
All of these things are available in agenda packets and by going on YouTube to watch the meetings.
Okay.
And another thing I found really interesting is the fact that through this entire hiring process, you know, we have... on 7/18, Administrator Young and Commissioner Peterson saying they have 17 qualified applicants, 7 for interview. They were very impressed with the number of qualified individuals who had applied. And then it was down to 5, and then it was down to 3. And then all of a sudden the next meeting, oh, we have to bring someone back and we have a new applicant. Well, on 8/28, Robert Ranstetler applied for the job of airport administrator. And in his cover letter, it says, "It recently came to my attention that the Delta County Airport has been without a manager since June, which has sparked concerns about a shutdown." There was never anything in any board meeting minutes, in any agenda for the airport board meeting minutes that stated that there was a potential concern or a concern about a potential shutdown. So to me, this seems like it was a purely manufactured crisis.
Again, then why go after the employee of the county instead of those that you would have as county commissioner jurisdiction over?
Well, can you specify what you mean by go after?
To criticize what is going on at the airport rather than going through the administrator and having a talk with that person about what's going on.
Oh, I've tried. I've tried to talk to commissioners on the airport. I don't get responses to my emails. Even today, I reached out to one of the airport board members and I asked, you know, when Robin Morrison came on board, who trained her? You know, she was left in a really undesirable position, you know, having been hired. And I said, who trained her? Did she get official training? And the airport board member said, I'm sorry, I'm not willing to give my opinion on that. Well, I wasn't asking for an opinion. I was just asking for a fact. So when I get when I get that sort of like, boom, I'm not going to give you an answer, it leads me to be suspicious, and then I'll start digging.
Okay. You asked to be on, of course, because of Bob Peterson's position on this at the meeting yesterday, and he found it unacceptable that you bring this subject up. What do you think of his? You saw it obviously at the meeting, right?
Well, he had, I believe, because I didn't get to watch the whole thing, I believe he said that it was a reason that he wanted to continue the investigation.
Correct. Yeah.
I have no comment regarding that. The letter that was sent to Robert Ranstadler from Dave Moyle regarding the investigation, I don't believe has anything to do with that.
Okay.
And I have the email that he sent to Robert Ranstadler what is allowable for Scott Graham to investigate.
It's now less than 3 months before the recall election. I'm going to assume things are going to start ramping up here.
Yes.
As people will start to pay attention to what's going on.
Oh, I think they've been paying attention all along.
Well, I meant the community as a whole.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, when you pay a lot of attention to it, so you're.
I'm very passionate about it.
And is the airport obviously a big one here? But what was the main reason that you were wanting to run for re-election here?
Oh, for the recall?
Yeah.
The firing of Administrator DeSalvo.
Okay. So that is that still going to be an issue in
this
election? So,
I do believe so.
In what way? How would it be?
Well, of course, it's the purpose of the recall.
That was more than a year ago now.
Yeah, by 2 days.
Really? Okay.
Yeah,
it was this month. You're right.
Yes, yes. She was fired February 7th.
Okay. So how is this going to, how are you going to make this an issue in the campaign?
I don't know if it's necessarily that I need to make an issue out of anything. I think the public needs to speak for themselves, you know, cast their votes. I think they've seen that what's been going on for the last year. And I think that the catalyst was definitely Emily DeSalvo. And if I may, I'd just like to read a portion of her speech, because I thought it was very telling with the way that I've been treated by fellow commissioners, by especially by Commissioner Moyle and Commissioner Peterson. And in her statement, it says, quote, "I can understand, but I do not excuse the disrespect towards me. I know I represent a certain type of perspective some of you are transparently uncomfortable with, but I cannot remain silent when you abandon your post to this county and to the citizens." I feel exactly the same way. I feel that through this entire year and through the campaign year, I was name-called, belittled, berated, stalked, harassed, both online and out in the public. And, you know, Commissioner Peterson has made quotes where, "You're not as smart as you think, you're arrogant, you're evil," on social media, which, you know, I have receipts of. Dave Moyle has called me a communist, a socialist, a libtard. And I'm just not having it. I am confident. I am educated. I know what I'm talking about. And I care for my community. So while they say that I'm not as smart as I think, and I'm arrogant, and I'm evil, I say I'm smart. I care about my community. I'm not evil.
What was your reaction, obviously, then a year ago to what went on, and why did you find it objectionable?
I believe Emily was doing an excellent job. I believe that she had asked twice for public evaluations, which she was given, and her scores were increasingly low. I FOIA'd both of those. She had asked in public, she had asked in private, she had asked via email for reasons on why she was scored low, to which she was stonewalled, and I believe that to be unacceptable. And then the firing of Emily DeSalvo was in the works before the commissioners were even sworn in, and I have proof of that.
Okay, because they said that it wasn't.
That is a lie.
Okay. How are you going to make then this a part of the campaign? Are the three of you going to be talking about this at all
the three,
in the coming months? the three candidates that are running for recall?
I have not spoken with Matt Jensen at all, and Myra Crosdell and I attend some of the same meetings because part of her district is the city of Escanaba. So she's been going to city meetings, as have I. I've been watching them online as well. And she's asked for help as far as like campaign regulations, things of that nature. But as far as what our plans are for the county, we have not discussed that at that time. I think it's better for us to run three separate campaigns.
Okay. John Mellner mentioned that he wanted to get a hold of the three of you to talk about what might happen if the three of you win or mm-hmm. two of you win.
Okay.
Have you done that yet?
I speak to John on a regular basis.
Okay. And just about...
Just about things that have gone on in the county. He and I discuss, you know, in the future, if I am elected, which boards I would like to sit on, things of that nature. But specific items, we have discussed the way he and Steve View are treated at meetings, how I feel that he should be called out for those, you know, he should call people out for those things. I think that for far too long, especially over this last year, over the last few months especially, Commissioner View is continuously cut off. John Mellner just chooses to remain silent. I believe that that is completely uncalled for. When you look back at meetings from the prior board to the board that we have now, it is a complete circus.
Well, it should prove to be a pretty exciting couple of months here as we try to follow. And by the way, the purpose of this, because people were saying, well, why are you having you on? And the idea is to hear from the different candidates, whether you're a candidate or a sitting commissioner.
Sure.
Communities should be able to hear. Mm-hmm. And so Dave, of course, asked to follow up. He'll be on the show on Tuesday to talk about some of these things as well. And I'm hoping that the other two candidates will come on as well as the other two commissioners. Bob Peterson has been regular, but hoping to get all six of you to be able to talk on a regular basis here between now and May 7th so that we can hear what you guys are talking about. So thank you so much, Kelly Van Genhoven, who is a candidate for the 4th District of the Delta County Board of Commissioners. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening. A special thanks to our sponsor, SwedishPimple.com. Check out all of the fishing lures made right here in the Upper Peninsula at SwedishPimple.com. You can continue to follow us at HometownEscanaba.com. We connect with the people, activities, and newsmakers from Escanaba and Michigan's Upper Peninsula.